USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. No, it's not a weather balloon that drifted off course. The Pentagon says that balloon, 60,000 feet over the upper Midwest, is a Chinese surveillance craft. What's more,
we do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder says the balloon's no threat to aviation, but it's already a threat to relations with China. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's postponed next week's trip to Beijing. It was to be the first visit by an American Secretary of State in 6 years. President Biden's quick to share his new economic numbers and what they mean.
Put simply, I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
January's unemployment rate hit 3.4%, the lowest since 1969. The economy of the USA added 517,000 jobs in January, well beyond experts' predictions. As Texas tries to recover from this week's ice storm, the Northeast and Upper Midwest are now bracing for the lowest temperatures of the winter.
It will feel like minus 20 in Chicago today, 30 below in Boston tomorrow, and that jaw-dropping minus 60 in parts of northern Maine, where the National Weather Service is calling it an epic generational Arctic outbreak.
Correspondent Emily Akita in Boston. The FBI is now on the case of a city council member in Sayreville, New Jersey, who was shot to death in her car outside her home this week. So far, Eunice Dwemfor's death has yielded no motive and no suspect. Two men, two attempts to return from exile. Hall of Fame racehorse trainer Bob Baffert's asking a judge to lift his suspension from the Kentucky Derby so he can race horses this year. And the New York Post says former Today Show host Matt Lauer is thinking of a comeback. NBC fired Lauer more than 5 years ago amid several sexual misconduct allegations. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want a little more than a juice box and some cookies for your pint of blood? Well, the Red Cross has a $10 Amazon gift card for you. It's offering the reward to anyone who donates blood in the next few weeks. Another incentive, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to Florida. The place to find an appointment, as always, redcrossblood.org. House Republicans say they want the national COVID emergency to end now. President Biden has said the emergency will end in May. Both are a bad idea, according to Dr. Peter Hotez.
We can't live under an emergency order in perpetuity. I'm just wondering if this is spiking the goal a little bit early before we hit the goal line.
The infectious disease expert at Baylor University says a lot of us are still dying from COVID.
We're still around 500 deaths every day, which, okay, is not the 2,000 to 3,000 deaths, but it's still a leading cause of death.
And he says the crystal ball is still a bit murky.
I don't know that we really have a good forecast of what's going to happen after we're out of this wave, and new variants could still be happening.
Dr. Hotez adds fewer of us are getting the latest COVID booster shot, which could help fuel a new wave this summer. And now another health worry. Some scientists predict the illness known as Valley Fever could spread across the USA. Valley Fever gets its name from California's San Joaquin Valley, where people have taken ill breathing in spores of a fungus that originates in the soil. It's also been found in Texas and New Mexico. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.